Hey y'all, what's up? It's Maureen Azude, and y'all are listening to Diary of a Bad Bitch. How are y'all doing? This week, I'm going to start off with women are amazing, beautiful, intelligent, sexy, caring, loving, and one of the most important, if not the most important, job that they have, which is what encompasses the totality of their beauty, is that we as women bring life onto this earth. We bring the one thing that allows us to function onto this earth. I dropped my brother off at school today. I picked him up yesterday. And I look at these moms. And then I look at their sons. And I'm like, yo, your sons are so much bigger than you. You know, I'm thinking about how the moms look at their sons in their eyes with all this love and care. And then I think about how my mom obsesses over my brother and how she obsesses over all of us, honestly. And then I just have these thoughts of how a woman literally pushed this now 16-year-old boy out of her vagina and is here walking him to the doors of his high school. It just symbolizes how, to me, women literally bring life to this world and how we are the creators of these future doctors and lawyers and inventors and artists and all these things. And every time I drop my brother off and I see these women, I'm just like, yo, that's so amazing. Did they think when they had their son, the day that they went into delivery, that this would be where they were at? Their son, like, the moms are so cute. The moms are shorter than their son, smaller than their son, and their son is so much bigger than them. And they're just like, oh my God, mom, look what I did today. And then the mom is just like, oh my God, my freaking son, I adore him, you know? And you see that with moms and their daughters as well. But I just have this thing about sons. I don't know. I always have said, like, I just want to have a lot of boys who freaking love and adore me and are obsessed with me. So whenever I see mothers and sons, I really love it. But it's the same thing with daughters too. Just the way that a mom admires the work that they brought into this life and how they really care and love and want the best for their child. So back to it. Why I brought this up is because people have asked me about sex, you know, about virginity, and I've wanted to talk about it. It's just I didn't really know how to bring it up and talk about it. So lately, the topic of women, I've been seeing it a lot. I've been seeing a lot of girls talk about sex. I've been thinking about it a lot, and not in the way like, oh, for pleasure, but in the true meaning of feminine sexuality and how I could tie that to innocence, because innocence is something that I also think about a lot as well, and how we go from being so innocent as kids to being placed in this world, and then that sense of naivete being taken away out of the experiences and the environments and everything that we've seen growing up. And I've been working on figuring out how to tie all these topics together so that this podcast makes sense. I mean, I've recorded this episode twice, you know, trying to put it all together. I like how I did that little intro and then I freaking started talking about, well, today we're going to talk about virginity, innocence, sex, and everything. I brought that intro because I feel I need to talk about how the importance of sex. Sex isn't just for pleasure. We're using it, I mean, biologically, to procreate. And I brought up that example. It's not even an example, it's a fact. Women bring life into the world. I brought that up because that's how important sex is in a nutshell. That's the gravity, however you say that word, of what sex is. That's why sex is important. And that's why I believe that virginity is something that shouldn't be minimalized the way that it has been minimalized through social media, through just generations of generations, you know, sexual reformation, sexual liberation, birth control, all these things that have been set in place so that women can be equal to men, correct? And so that women can just be free. We shouldn't be placed under all these restrictions. I totally agree with that and I totally accept that. But there has to be a side where someone is saying, because I know a lot of people think about it, it's in religion, throughout history. Moms push it on their daughters. Dads push it on their daughters too. The importance of that innocence in remaining a virgin. When you think about it, you don't get why your parents growing up were like, don't mess with boys as a kid. I never got it. My mom would always be like, guys cannot touch you. Never let a guy touch you. You know, and you think it's just like, oh, they don't want me to have a boyfriend, you know, when you're a kid. They don't want me to have a boyfriend. Oh, they don't want me to do this and that. No, it's because what a parent is protecting in their daughter is the innocence of taking you away from the pains of the world. I've always told my mom, I've always told my dad, but mostly my mom, like, you need experiences in life. And then she would say things like, there's some experiences that you just don't need to have. And as I get older, I start to understand. Why am I getting emotional? That's so weird. You start to understand why they say the things they say. The thing is, though, I wish parents were just more direct. It's great. Being direct is great. Kids can articulate it in their own way. You don't need to go into full detail, but kids can articulate it in their own way. Especially with a dad, I feel like for a young girl, hearing it from your dad, the importance of your virginity, the importance of innocence, I feel like that would bring a whole different type of perspective to your mind that would save their daughter from so many situations that they were indirectly trying to save their daughter from. But most females end up doing those things that they didn't want their parents didn't want them to do, off the fact that all their parents told them was don't mess with boys. When you tell someone not to do something, majority of the time they're gonna freaking do it, man, just out of pure curiosity. That's me. Curiosity killed the cat. I'm the freaking cat, bro. Curiosity has killed me so many times, but now I'm adhering to my intuition and those things that my parents told me as I was growing up. And I'm sure that they've told you too. It's just a matter of that maturity to where you can think about it and apply it to your life. When your parents are like, don't mess with boys, they're basically saying, keep your innocence, stay innocent, you know? It's a fear in parents because once that innocence is gone, it's hard to keep it, and it's hard to come back from out of the fact that that naivete, that childlike manner, that childlike mindset, with the experience of going through all the different stages of life, has slowly diminished and continues to diminish and diminish and diminish, to where some people either go left and are suffering, feeling pain, or they go right and they just work through the pain and learn the lessons and stay a genuine, loving person. I know those are two extremes, but finding the balance when innocence is gone, right now in my age, I'm 25, I feel like it's very difficult to do that. I think about innocence because I go through phases where I'm just like, man, I wish I could go back to the 18-year-old girl who just started college, who was totally sheltered. My parents never let me go anywhere. They never let any of my siblings go anywhere. They always kept us at home because that's their idea of protecting us from the world, from people, from experiencing those bad things. Did I get that before? No, because it was annoying. People stopped inviting me to birthday parties. People would talk about me to my face, about how I never did anything. Why did I always make plans and cancel? Blah, 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 all this stuff, you know? I didn't get it because I was dealing with, man, I have to face this at school. I have to go to school and face this. And now I'm 18, 17 going on 18 in college with freedom. What am I going to do with this freedom? Now I get to hang out with people. Now I get to do all the things that my parents didn't allow me to. But the innocence in me kept me from being stupid. Okay, which is something that I really do appreciate my parents for, literally. The innocence in me kept me from being dumb, let me know my limits, let me freaking know, like, yo, those people over there are being dumb, drinking. Not that drinking's dumb, you know what I mean? Drinking to excess, okay? Doing drugs to excess, fucking all the frat boys to excess, getting hurt, getting everything. And the innocence in me, the person who was sheltered, the person that was literally covered up from head to toe, the person that my mom never let me wear makeup. My mom, you know, wasn't the mom that pushed being pretty because she knew our beauty. Okay. This is gonna sound so sick, but my mom knows the extent to our beauty. My mom, most importantly, knows our hearts. And because of that, she literally kept everything. We were so demure. I mean, we still are. I just always tell my mom, she thinks it's crazy when I wear shorts. Like, I like to wear shorts. I like my legs. I show off my legs. Okay. My mom knows that once the body's together, Maureen will be. I always tell her I'll be out here. She knows I'm not going to actually be out here, but I'll just feel more free to like wear what I want to wear, you know? But because of growing up in a way where my mom never wanted us to be out here like that at all, not even like that at all. We were raised the way that we were raised. We were covered up the way we were covered up. We were just taught to stay childlike, to keep that innocence, because as a kid, none of that stuff that I was just talking about is even important. So going to college, being able to wear makeup, being able to dress the way I want to dress, being able to hang out with people, talk to people, speak my mind, say the things that I want to say, exposed me to the realities of reality, the realities of the world, to how people really truly are, how people are react to you off their insecurities, react to you off their life experience, how people see something great in you and want to suck it dry from you, how people are just like evil. There's good people and there's evil people. Majority of the people are bad. Point blank, period. And the amount of good people that there are, y'all, my mom is freaking calling. Okay, let me continue later. Hold on. So anyways, people come at you in life with their own insecurities. And wait, hold up. I can't hear myself. Hold on, you guys. Okay, headphones were not on. So people come at you in life with their own baggage. And people see goodness, they see innocence, and they just want to taint it. Literally, man. And that's something that I didn't get for the longest time. I just didn't get it. My mom would always say, you know, in life, people see us. Our mission is to be that good to people, to be that light to people. And that bothers me because, yes, we are that, but what about us? What about the way that what we should be getting, the reciprocity? What about that? And my mom gets frustrated when I say that, but it's true. I know you aren't supposed to expect from people when you do for people, but it gets to a point where you're doing for somebody so much and they're not showing you. You have to respect yourself and you have to go, man. And that's recently that I finally accepted that you have to do that. And that's that innocence that I'm talking about, those things, those small things that when you're a kid, you give so easily. When you grow up, you're giving it so easily until you've experienced so much pain that you don't give it anymore. And you can go to that left extreme, like I said, or you can go to that right extreme. Kids are really the perfect example of innocence, of what virginity really means. There's this kid that I babysit. His name is Kai. I haven't seen him in a while, but he is 5 years old. And to me, I really enjoy being around him simply off the fact that when I'm around him, I pick up on these gems that help me remember to be that innocence, to keep that innocence within me despite everything that I've experienced from life. You know, the kid told me a story about how there's this boy in his class that gives him a hard time. Kai is really social. All the girls freaking love him. He's very, like, he's just that boy that girls are gonna like because he's sweet. Very sweet, especially to women. Like, so freaking sweet to the point where it's like, girls, like I said, girls just are attracted to him off bat, these little girls. And I'll tell him, like, you know that girl likes you, right? He'd be like, oh my God, no, what? Kind of, he's like, no, she's just really sweet. She's just really nice. And she's really nice to me. I'm really nice to her. And we're like really just friends. I'm like, oh my God, I freaking love that he thinks like that, man. I freaking love that. And then they grow up and they become little shitheads. I don't think he will though. But you know, so anyway, telling me about this boy in his class that gives him a hard time. And the boy bullies him, you know, pushes him, whatever. Kai will go tell the teacher will see, they'll say something cool. And I'm like, I'm getting heated up because I don't like bullying, man. Bullying at any age needs to be dealt with. Your kid already has freaking problems if they're bullying a little kid at 5, 4 years old, okay? Get your child together. Whatever you're doing wrong, because this isn't the kid's fault at this age. Whatever you as the parent are doing wrong, figure it out because nobody should be bullying anybody, especially at that young of an age. I'd straight up tell Kai, I'm like, Kai, you need to defend yourself. You need to stand up for yourself. Don't let somebody do that to you, okay? I'm not saying you need to bully him back, but you need to tell him straight up, don't do that to me. That's not nice. Don't do that to me. And Kai just told me, he said, you know, you're supposed to be nice to people. You have to be kind. You cannot treat people the way that they're treating you. And when he told me that, I paused and I had to absorb that because this is a 5-year-old telling me something that I know is true, but with the way that things have been going for me regarding people, I kind of felt like, and I even did start treating people the way they were treating me, knowing that it was hurting me to do so, but I was doing it because no, I have to stand my ground. I have to fulfill my ego's need to be the one on top of the situation all the time. So when Kai said that to me, I went home, I thought about it. I tell people this story all the time about whenever I have this innocence conversation about the beauty of kids. Kids, man, people think kids are stupid. People think like, oh my God, you got that, blah, 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 bullshit. No, kids are smart, man. That innocence is a level of intelligence that if we as adults, young adults, elderly, whatever, can implement into our lives, can remember with all the experience of being mature, do you know what levels of creativity we would be able to tap into? What levels of philosophy, science, just all the factors of life that we'd be able to tap into just off keeping that childlike demeanor in our hearts, in our minds. It'd be crazy, man. I really feel like that'd be really crazy. The beauty of kids. I want to have kids, not just to fucking have kids. I want to have kids so that I can pick up on these gems, man. I want my kid to come home from school and be like, Mom, this is what happened to me today. I'll be like, yo, tell me what you learned from that. Let's have a dialogue. Let's parlay. Let's have a conversation. I want kids to have people to learn from as well as teach. That's the beauty of kids, the innocence of kids. I freaking love being around kids, man. They always tell me, they're always teaching me something that they don't even realize because kids are just so beautiful in the fact that they see everything and don't even know that they see everything. My mom always tells me the story of how one day she was picking me up from school or something. We were just in the car together coming back home, and I really vaguely remember this moment where my mom was like talking to me about something, and just a little background. My mom is like the sweetest person on earth that it's disgusting. Literally. My mom will do anything for anybody, no matter how much as kids we told our mom, stop doing this. We even saw as kids, you know. Maybe that's why I'm the way I am, at least. I can't speak for my other siblings, but for me, seeing my mom just do the most for people. My mom will literally give her last dime to somebody if they need that help. My mom is literally a freaking angel. Her name is Angela. She told me that her mom wanted to name her Angel, but they just added the A for whatever reason. So my mom is literally a reincarnated angel, saint, one of God's people. Just amazing. And that's what makes my mom so beautiful. It's not just her intelligence and worrying, stop getting emotional, bitch. Oh my God, I'm so annoying to myself sometimes, man. But I just love my mom so much. It's like, it's ridiculous. My siblings always give me shit because they're like, oh, we know Maureen's obsessed with my mom. But I just fucking love my mom so much. So, anyway, get it together, Maureen. Every time I talk about my mom, I get so emotional. It's weird. But anyway, my mom will literally do everything and anything for any living soul. And it would irritate me as a kid to see the way that people would just take from her and take from her and take from her and take from her and take from her. And it hurts my mom. And that's how come I say I don't like that philosophy, that of that mission that we have of life. Yes, we are to give, we are to serve, we are good people, we are light. We are that. But at the same time, protect yourself and keep that energy, that good energy for yourself, because you need it just as much as those people need it. But more so, you need it because it's yours and it's special to you. So it was one of those moments in the car where my mom had done something for one of her friends or whatever. And I told my mom, you know, not everybody in this earth is kind. Not everybody is nice. There's not too many good people in this world. And I was probably between the ages of like 5 and 8 at that point. Literally, when my mom tells me the story, she changes my age all the time. So I was probably between 5 and 8 years old when I said that. And my mom said she just looked at me and she's never forgotten that moment, you know? And as we grow up as her kids, we're always doing the most to protect our mom from being taken advantage of anymore. We absolutely hate it. And I feel like my mom has gotten better at knowing when to stop overdoing herself for people, you know? But anyway, that knowledge that I gave her is where she knew that us as her kids, we're really here to guide her, to help her. Just as much as she has to teach us, we are teaching her many things that maybe she isn't picking up on as well, you know? And that's why virginity, innocence, is vital. When you can see something from an untainted eye, it's just as powerful as seeing something from a tainted eye. Tainted is such an intense word, but that's really how I feel what I know happens with the loss of virginity and innocence. It's not just about sex. It's really not just about sex, man. Sex, you know, I mean, it does change you physically as a woman. It definitely changes you. I mean, the more sex you have, the more older you look. You know, there's a different look in your eyes depending on the experience that you've had after you lose your virginity, you know? I mean, I think a lot of women either go, there's so many ways that a woman can go. For me, I feel like, cool, you're not a virgin anymore. Now what? For some people, they feel like, okay, I'm not a virgin anymore. Cool, I'm gonna go fuck everything that I want to fuck because I'm sexually liberated and, blah, 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 this and that. No respect for your body. Some women do have respect for their bodies, and they are sexually liberated. There's no judgment or anything there. With me, I just feel like you have sex. What have you learned from this moment? What have you learned from the person that you gave your virginity to? Do you feel good about it? Are you happy that it was this person? Did this person make you feel good? Did this person make you feel safe? Was it the way that you thought it was going to be? All these questions run through my mind when it comes to the virginity conversation. You think when you lose your virginity, a whole new world is going to open and everything. And a whole new world does open. But it's how are you going to take that whole new world and how are you going to use it to become the best version of yourself? That's how I see virginity. That's how come for me, I place so much on virginity. You don't want to have a whack virginity story. Most of them are. I just was listening to a podcast this morning, Amber Khan's podcast, where she was saying that her experience, she didn't outright say she lost her virginity, but I mean she that's what I'm getting from the conversation. That this guy was the perfect first that she could have ever had. And I think that that is amazing. And that's what every single girl should strive for, to be respected in the way that Amber was. This guy made her feel beautiful about her body. She's Muslim, so she's coming from a background where covered up head to toe all the time, coming from a background where the body is so important and so revered, and she's coming from a background where she was covered up so much that for her she was insecure in a way where no, she wasn't being body shamed, but she had never exposed anything in her whole life ever. So for her to jump into a sexual relationship, becoming sexual, her first boyfriend, it's amazing that this guy sensed it, picked up on it, and treated her with so much respect and kindness and just literally adored her. That's what a virginity story should be. Not some guy that just comes to your room, has been treating you like shit, doesn't want to show you off to his friend because you're too big. You're not the girl. You're not the hot girl that he's seen on Instagram. You're not the girl or whatever. And you've been trying to prove your whole entire self to him. Comes to your room and freaking just drops his pants like, yo, we're doing this, and everything. That's not a virginity story that anybody wants. And that's sort of along the lines of what a lot of women, girls experience when they lose their virginity, It's not the romance comedy bullshit. It's not the what you see in on TV in the music videos, how sex is made to seem like, oh, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know how to describe sex besides it being, I don't want to say disgusting, but it's not portrayed in the best light in 2018 for sure. So when people ask me about virginity, I always tell them, if you're a virgin, stay a freaking virgin. There's nothing you're missing out on. There really isn't. Unless you get Amber Khan's experience, something along those lines, or even better than that. Keep your virginity to yourself. Don't fall into these traps of having girlfriends. that want you to be tainted like they are, that want you to do bad things like they do, so that you can be on their level. Don't do that. One of my sisters, Courtney, goes to school at NYU, and she talks to me about these things where people want her to drink, they want her to smoke, they want her to have sex, they want her to go do the most with some guy without physically having sex. They want her to be on their level. And me and Ivana tell my younger sisters, Courtney and Brittany, all the time, do not have sex just to do it like those girls did. I don't know all their situations, okay? So don't get at me on that. Don't be sensitive. I know some people are out here, have been through the worst, have been raped, assaulted, whatever. Not all virginity stories are butterflies and rainbows, or just as cut and dry as this guy was here at this time and place. I just wanted to do it. Not all virginity stories are like that, okay? And I accept that. But from the experience that I've had, what I hear from people, a lot of people are being pressured like the way that they pressure my sister, you know? And it's not even my sister for my sister, it's not even pressure, okay? It's not like that. It's not peer pressure, but that influence, those thoughts. Even guys will come up to my sister like, "Yo, we don't hear about you in these streets. You don't want to fucking be heard about in the streets, bro." I'm emphasizing that you don't want to be heard about in the streets. That's what sexual liberation, when these girls are out here being like, fuck who you want, pussy this, pussy that, blah, 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 like fuck, dick appointments, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to be heard about in that way. And a lot of the times I feel like a lot of these girls really aren't out here like that, but you know, it's just the sexual cultural or whatever. So it's like, you know, you feel like you have to be out here like that. I've even felt like that too. And I'm not even out here compared to a lot of these females. And it used to frustrate me really, like, yo, I'm not out here. I don't have the experience. Like, I need to have sex with this guy. I need to have sex with. No, I'm glad that I'm not out here having sex at this age. Before it would frustrate me, like, yo, I'm not having sex. It's been blah, 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 X amount of years since I physically had contact with the guy. This and that, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm glad I am not out here. I don't want to be out here. No one wants to be out here. It's a difference to be out here like, oh, she's pretty, oh, she's sexy, all blah blah, all that stuff cool, but to actually have crazy body counts, to actually be known in a circle of friends with guys, that's not right. That's not respectful. That's not good. So when guys say things like, oh, you're not out here, I haven't heard about you, to pressure you to do something, and then you do it, and then you're the next girl that they're talking about in their little group chats or their little kumbaya moments that they have as guys, because guys are messy. They gossip more than females do. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever think that they don't, because they do. Whenever you think that that's not happening because you're sexually liberated or you don't give a fuck, quotation marks around that, don't give a fuck because you're sexually liberated or you're just sexually embraced yourself. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's one of the reasons I tell girls, stay a virgin. Stay to yourself. You can flirt with them all you want to. You can say whatever you want to, sex them whatever you want to. If that's what you want to do, get your kicks where you get your kicks, man. But keep that pussy, that punani, that kitty cat, le chat, keep it intact. Keep it shut off to the world, except for those people, that one person, if you're lucky, you know, the boyfriend, the husband, the man that you love, keep that intact for them, okay? Seriously, because you're not missing out on anything. And another thing, keep what is special, special. Because sex is special, virginity is special, innocence is amazing, and is something that if any one of the things anybody could get back, I'm telling you, it's innocence that they would want back. That naivete, that sense, that carefreeness to just live life and be without being just tainted. That's the only word that I can say, really, just tainted. Why do you think back in the day, history, years, hundreds of years, through religions, through cultures, through life, virgins are used as sacrifices. Virgins are used to cure. Virgins are prayed to. Virgins are treated like they're freaking just such so delicate. They could break at any moment. I see where it's annoying for women. I do. But at the same time, that wasn't just made up. That thought processing didn't just come out of the fucking sky. If you're religious, God made it that way because that's how it should be. Sex should be treated as if it's a gift, especially coming from a woman. For men, I'm sure it's different. Sexuality is purely physical. I mean, they're thrown porn at their faces all day from a young age, especially now little boys. The ages just get younger and younger because they all have electronics. So, I mean, with innovation comes whatever comes for guys with sexuality. But even for them, you know, stay a virgin. It's awesome. It's great. Have that. I know women want the most experienced guy. Yes, we do. Because, you know, we just think like they know what they're doing, which is true majority of the time. But honestly, women are the one that are controlling the sexuality, the sex anyway, the physicality of it anyway. Because if it were up to men, I mean, it'd just be their dicks that they care about. They're not caring about whether you orgasm or not. Another reason why you shouldn't have sex until you're emotionally and mentally, physically, spiritually ready for that. You know, so for guys, I'm sure it's a whole different thing. I don't have a dick, so I don't fucking know. But for women, it's a gift to have something penetrate your body, to allow someone to see you in your rawest form, and to have them accept you, to have them hype you up, to have them encourage you. That is what makes sex beautiful. And that's what will make you losing your virginity when you decide to do that, if you decide to do that, more special. And then from there, you move on to another relationship, because you're probably not going to stay with the first person that you were with, you know, that you'll move on to the next relationship with this level of confidence that comes with the empowerment of losing your virginity. Losing your virginity is empowering. It should be empowering, okay? But depending on how it goes for you, it could go left or right, you know? But at the end of the day, as long as you see the beauty, the empowerment, just the strength that gives you as a woman, it's like, women are just constantly unlocking these doors inside them. You constantly are just changing as a woman. You're constantly just maturing in ways. I feel like virginity is a maturity level up for sure. And then having a baby is a maturity level up. And then raising your kids. And then just, these are just in the traditional aspects. I know career-wise, there's other ways. I'm just speaking in this basic level right here of being a woman, what we are meant to do for this world, you know. We're constantly unlocking levels emotionally, in our minds, in our hearts, in our soul, every single way. We're constantly just unlocking things. And with virginity, why I say keep it close is because that's a door you're unlocking. and you don't want to be tainted in a negative way. You don't want the pain and suffering to hinder you. Unlocking that door can hinder you. And that's something that people don't want to say, because super subconsciously, everyone wants everyone to be on the same level. You don't want your light to ever be diminished. I believe that everybody is born with light. And then it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger as you grow. Another way you can take it is we're all born with the same amount of light. And then with kids, we have it real strongly because we're pure, we're honest, we speak what's on our mind. When we're hurt, we're hurt. When we're happy, we're happy. We're living life without the experiences that have either hurt us or grown us, helped us grow, And then we grow up, things happen, and that light either gets stronger and stronger from knowledge, intelligence, environment, whatever it may be, or it diminishes from those same things hurting us in a negative way. And when you keep that innocence close to you, close in your heart, man, I really feel that's a factor that helps that light shine brighter and brighter. It gives you this level of confidence in a way. Man, this conversation is kind of, it's interesting to me because I'm also picking up on thoughts that I've never had while thinking about the importance of virginity and of innocence and of sex in general. I know for me, with my daughters, I'm gonna tell them there's no point in having sex at this moment. What's the rush? What's the rush? Wouldn't you rather it be with someone that is going to lift you up, loves you so fucking much, is totally enamored by you? That's not a dream. That's a reality for a lot of women out here. That is really a reality for a lot of women. We as women are taught to accept bullshit from guys because we have to give them the benefit of the doubt. We have to be patient with them. They're a different breed. They're more wild. They do what they want, blah, blah, blah. No, no, don't settle, man. Don't freaking settle. Don't be the one to give up something that's so important for a scumbag. Don't be that. Because at the end of the day, when you're having sex with somebody, y'all are intermingling your freaking souls. And that nigga's freaking bad energy, that most guys have freaking baggage. I don't know what the baggage is from wherever that it's coming from, whatever insecurities, whatever it may be. Most of them have baggage and they're coming to you to release that fucking baggage. No pun intended. They're coming to you to release that baggage. And when they release that baggage on you, guess what? They're ruining your fucking life. They're ruining your life. Because men don't have anything. They're playing. They're playing their whole life until one day they feel like, okay, I'm going to settle down. It's time. I'm ready to settle down, have kids. It's time for me. And then while women are going through their whole lives just being so emotional, being trained to deal with this bullshit, to deal with the bullshit of life, and then they come to you thinking, oh my God, this is someone that I can be with, maybe this, some like happy story in their head, and then boom, their innocence gets fucking ruined. That's why I say stay a virgin, because it's really that simple. What girls have you heard about that have actually had great sexual experiences in 2018? The percentages for a woman having an orgasm are extremely low. They're extremely low. The pleasure that women get from sex statistically is extremely low. So what experience, why waste your life, your soul, your youth, the innocence in you to experience pain why do that? I know this is an extreme, but this is the reality of what it is when you decide to lose your virginity. You're losing innocence and you're losing time. You're losing time to become the woman that you're meant to be in all areas, sexually, mentally, education, career, all that time just off having sex, just off wanting pleasure, just off, I don't even know why women have sex in this sexually liberated time, in a time where we're exposed to all this knowledge. I don't get why girls, women are seeking so much pleasure. I feel like sometimes it's a way that men diminish us from our full power when you really, really, really think about it. When I hear the stories of my friends, I have a friend who is with a guy and she wants to leave him. He's not doing anything for her. She's not feeling it anymore. He's hurting her self-esteem, hurting her confidence. This girl is bad, man. She's so confident in herself. And I look at her and I'm just like, yo, man, that level of confidence, that's what women should strive for right there. And she's over here sitting in a fucking house playing wife to a guy with so much baggage. And she doesn't know how to leave him. She doesn't want to leave him because she doesn't know what's next. She hasn't been lifted up in this relationship and all the things that women go through when they're in bad situations, being diminished. And then this guy's living his life all happy that he has a wife, basically, and just feeling great about himself. No. No. With sex should come reciprocity. And most guys aren't about reciprocity, especially in their 20s. In their 30s, 40s, 50s, I would freaking hope that they are, but I don't know yet. This isn't me bashing men. This isn't me bashing sex. I think sex is so fucking amazing. I think it's beautiful. I love aggressive rap lyrics. I love like seeing the, I'm not gonna say I love porn. No. No, I don't like porn because honestly, I think porn is gross and I really just only watch lesbian porn because the way, you know, I think it's so disgusting. I'm not even lying to you. The times that I have watched it, the times that, you know, I do watch it, like I literally will only watch lesbian porn because I just don't like seeing the way that guys treat the women. I don't like the way the guys look. I don't like what they're saying. I just don't like, I don't like it. And if I do watch that, I'm only gonna watch the girl the whole time because it's gross. What female is actually, and I feel like through porn, they make you feel like that's the type of guy that you should be with, some ugly guy. And then the girl that he's fucking is so pretty and beautiful, just being demolished over here by some ugly ass dude, man. No, that's how they're putting it in our heads too. Porn is made for men, yes, but what they're instilling in us is that we can't strive for better. I know for me, my man is going to be beautiful in every way. Internally and externally, okay? I don't have time to look the way that I look fucking with some ugly ass nigga. I don't have the time for it. And you shouldn't either. That's why I'm like, keep your legs closed, man. Keep that innocence, keep that virginity, because you're not gonna waste it on some whack dude. And if you are just gonna have sex, at least let him be beautiful to you in every way. Please, please do that for me. Because what we're seeing on porn here is not even reality for men. And then they're trying to make it a reality for women. In what world? Oh, wait, in our world. So, and with sex and with porn and all that too, if you're so curious about sex, if you're so curious about the experience and everything, I know sex is great. It's really fun. It's a stress reliever, all the pleasure, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like if you're not going to stay a virgin, cool. That's your decision. Great. Awesome. I'm not going to push you to stay a virgin because everybody deserves to experience life. Okay, come on. But it's probably not going to be what you think it's going to be. So I hope that you learn your lessons from that one experience and then apply it so that the next guy that you have sex with, you know, it's a better experience for you and it helps you grow. I don't understand why women feel like they constantly need to have sex. For what experience are you looking for? At that point, when you have crazy body counts, I don't even think it's about experience. I think there's an emotional something that you're looking for. I truly believe that. There's something that you're looking for that you're not finding in yourself. So you have sex with all these guys to get fulfillment, literally. And then when you don't get that, it's like, oh man, now I have to go get another experience to see that. But we hear this all the time. You're going to keep repeating the same cycle until you learn the lesson. So do you want to keep repeating the same cycle, learning the same lesson by having a dick in your fucking pussy for the 27th time? Is that what you want to do? Put it in your head that way. No, it's not what you want to do. It's not cute, man. It's not cute for the simple fact that all these people's energies are inside your body. No wonder you're crazy, like they like to call us. No wonder you're thinking so hard. Why not? You don't have to go through all that to gain the experience and then kind of lie to yourself in a way that, oh, I'm okay. It's fine. I didn't just have sex with this guy. And no, it didn't hurt me because I'm sexually liberated and free and all this stuff. No, face yourself. Instead of having all that sex, face yourself, really face yourself and just look at it and get some of that innocence back so that you can really view the world in a way that is positive and really positive for you. And you can really be the best version of yourself. So in conclusion, really, everybody, talk about virginity, Maureen. Talk about virginity, Maureen. Talk about it. Virginity is innocence, an innocence that can either stick with you as you mature, or an innocence that can leave you and you can never recover it or pick it up again in the ways that you'll need it. It's sacred. It's important. No matter what anybody says, no matter how anybody makes you feel, no matter the pressure, no matter the anything, keep it to you. Keep it in that box, locked up. Flirt, play, sext if you want to. Masturbate if you want to. Be that sexual little fantasy for people that you want to, but stay a virgin. Embrace your cuteness and embrace all those childlike aspects while still growing and being mature, okay? So that you can have the ability to unlock all the facets of you as the woman, the life bearer for this earth that you are. If you aren't a virgin, this isn't to make you feel bad, okay? Definitely not. This is to make you aware and to keep that body count at one. Keep that body count low. For me, the body count is one. I always feel like I have to say that. Because, and I know I don't have to say that. You know, I really don't have to say that. It doesn't matter. I always feel like I have to say it though, because I struggle with my sexuality in ways where I feel that maybe I'm overly sexual in ways. And I ask my sisters that, and they tell me, no, I'm not. I don't feel like I'm overly sexual in ways, but from the way that I was brought up, I really feel like it's a struggle for me to do the most. And I've always wanted to do the most because I always wanted to stray away from being the cute girl, being the funny friend, you know, and all that stuff. And that comes from, you know, being bigger, the body shaming, dealing with a person as my first who truly didn't lift me up in any way and wanted to put me down. He saw my light. He just really hurt my feelings. I have stretch marks all over my body, literally. And it's something that with him, I went into having sex with this guy just thinking that I was so beautiful and never even thinking about my stretch marks, never even thinking about my body in that way, to exposing myself to someone who literally straight up told me that I wasn't good enough, that I needed to lose weight, that my stretch marks, like he would look at my body in disgust, but I was literally just a vessel for him to unload his baggage and then go back to living life. And then when someone hurt his ego, his insecurities were real low, he'd come back to me, take my light and go. And I was literally suffering. I was so angry. I experienced so much fucking pain that it took me so long, literally until a couple of weeks ago, to realize that my worth is so much more than having to be the sexual being to prove to him and to prove to everybody else that body shamed me, that treated me a certain way, that called me a gorilla, that made up all these things about me, that exposed, like, literally off this one motherfucking person. And you know, all these thoughts that I've had in my head, I had to be that sexually, overtly sexual. I had to bring that out so that everybody could see that, yo, she's not the girl that this one person made me out to be, made me feel to be. And I thought I had to live that storyline for ever. Literally, I've been living that storyline since the summer of 2014, when I disrespected myself for some whack ass dude to pay attention to me and like me. And you can never answer a text, you can never answer a call, treated me like shit, thought you were better than me. My siblings would tell me, yo, this is the guy that's hurting you, that's hurting your confidence. Girls treated him like shit, but I just kept going back and back and back because I wanted to show him, like, look, I'm good. I'm what you need. I'm here for you. I'll do anything for you. I'm here for you. I like you, despite your bullshit, despite your baggage, despite how anybody else sees you and treats you. I can lift you up. I can help you. But it wasn't that. And it wasn't that. I thought losing my virginity was going to be something real crazy, was going to be something that was like real beautiful and amazing, like the fucking books. And it wasn't that. And, you know, it's annoying. It annoys me sometimes because now I'm the girl that has been working on since the last time I saw that motherfucker, 2015, when he got up and left the country without saying goodbye to me. Literally, that hurt my feelings so much. And I still disrespected myself for that nigga, man. Still did the most just to keep this motherfucker's attention. For 3 years, you know, no physical contact with the guy, no anything, no dating, no anything. And I really wanted all those things because I was like, I need this contact. I need all this stuff. I need to experience the good side of what happened with him again. But nothing good came out of that experience. Now I have a story to tell. And my story to tell is this. the way Maureen lost her virginity to an asshole, to a loser, to someone who was never worth her time. People change, cool, but that was the person that I chose to give myself to, that I chose to give my body to. And I'm still working through things. I'm still like, I'm never in my head, because of the bad experience that I had, I'm not going to have sex with anybody until my body's right, until my stretch marks are gone, until everything is just perfect, so that I don't have to hear for any guy to ever tell me that I am not worthy, that I am not good enough. That's where I'm at right now, right here. But instead of me being angry about it, like I have been for years until recently, a couple weeks ago, I just came to the conclusion that this literally was a lesson about my fucking self-worth, man. And I just, it's obviously, it's something that, it's a narrative of myself that I have to let go of. And with time, it's getting better. I thank God for that. I'm seeing myself. It's like, basically, what losing my virginity taught me is that you don't need to do that to know yourself. There's nothing you're missing out on. Sex isn't something that will really teach you anything unless you're willing to learn, and even more so if you're given the blessing of being with somebody who will literally lift you up, show you your sexual side in a positive way, and really help you unlock a door to becoming the woman that you're meant to be. So that's where it is for me and virginity. That's just what it is. I've never really known how to talk about it in a way, but that's what it is. Your innocence is vital to you being the best person that you are. Have sex if you want to, but just remember this. And I hope you have the best experiences sexually that you can have, and you learn from those experiences, you know, and it's just amazing for you. I know for me, number two is going to be a whole different experience, because I've learned things. I'm still learning things from the first guy. And I know that sexuality for me is, I want to be respected. You know, be disrespected, you know, it's cool, it weighs. But that's not where we are, man. In the beginning, you have to see that this person is respectfully disrespecting you. That sounds so crazy, but you know, we into that free Asia. You know, we into that nasty year. You feel me? But really, in all seriousness, it's about being respected. It's about being treated respectfully. It's about knowing your words, so that when you go into that situation, someone's disrespecting you in a way that you're just not trying to be disrespected, in a way that isn't playful fun. You know, talking about disrespect and playful fun, it's difficult, but you get what I'm saying, okay? The bad guy is fun, but ultimately you want good in everything. You want to respect yourself. It's all about respecting you. It's all about loving you. It's all about knowing your worth. It's all about keeping your innocence. It's all about being untainted by the world. That's where I'm getting at, okay? And that's it for today's episode of Diary of a Bad Bitch. Bye, y'all.